Everybody said we're going to finish off last week's shiur. We were learning the sugya of Meiniko, Behema Meiniko Menoive Kechovim. We had here, we'll just read the Mishnah again, the Gemara, we went through the whole Gemara. We'll just read the Mishnah to refresh the sugya. Going back to the Mishnah Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Rashba Goimel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Halakech Behema Meiniko Menoivet Kichovim, Ein Choyshishim, Shema Beno Shel Acheresi. If somebody bought a nursing animal from a goy, he can assume it was already Mevakel, already had a Vlad, and therefore the next one is Potter from Bechor. That's the ratio. Seif, Ahoyo nichnas l'toich edroi, v'roo samafkirois. He went into his edel, and he found the ones that had a baby, menikois, v'she'im afkirois, menikois. Ein choshish in shema b'no shel zu, bolo yetzel zu, o shema b'no shel zu, bolo yetzel zu. So there's two halachas in the Mishnah. One halacha is that if you buy a nursing animal, you assume that it's gave birth and this is the child. The Sefer tells you that even if the animal's already nursing, we don't assume that one animal is nursing another animal's vlad, and therefore, if you have a matzav where one behemoth that already had a vlad is nursing the Schorim, and the other behemoth that did not have the Vlad is nursing the Nekevis, so you can assume safely that the Nekevis were born to the Mafkirais, to the Ein Mafkirais, and therefore you part it from Bechor. The Schorim came out of the animals that already had a Vlad, and the Nekevis came out of the fresh mothers. There's a big difference between the ration. Anyway, the whole sugya, we had arichas and the sugya. The Gemara basically came out that the Chachamim achoylik with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Chachamim hold that under no conditions is the Vlad a raya, is the nursing Vlad a raya that the mother did have a Vlad already. That's the Chachamim shita. The Chachamim argue with Rav Shimon Gamliel completely. And that's what we were struggling with last week. And Rav Shimon Gamliel argues with the Chachamim completely. Neither one sees the other's view, even a mashu. There's not even a mashu of recognition of these two shitas. The Gemara goes through a whole arichas. The Shal's Hawi Paskin, which we'll see. And the main challenge that we had was that neither shita seems to be clear. Shita the Chachamim is very unclear. In the Reisha, you have two chazakas, or two roivs, whatever you want to call it. In the Reisha, you have number one, roiv behemis don't have milk until they're moiled, which is a chazaka we spoke about earlier in the Perek. Right? That cholov alone is a poita. According to one man, the Oma, doesn't have to be nursing anybody. Just the fact that there's milk coming out is a raya, okay? That's one roiv, or potential roiv. And then you have the roiv that it wouldn't nurse another behemoth's vlad. So in the ratio, you have two roivs. In the sefer, you have at least one roiv, right? The ratio has another chesaron that you're going against the chazaka. And in the Sefer, you're not going against the Chazak. In the Reisha, you're saying, I'm using the nursing as a raya that it already had a Vlad. I don't know that it had a Vlad. In the Sefer, you're not using... So in other words, in the Sefer, you have more proof, but you're trying to determine less. In the Reisha, you have more proof, but you're trying to determine more. That's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Reisha, You don't know if the animal ever had a vlad. So you wanted to determine that this behemoth had a vlad already by the fact that it's nursing. So that's the ratio. In the sefer, you know the behemoth had a vlad. What you want to determine is that this is its vlad. You know it had a vlad. You know all the animals in the corral had a vlad. You're just trying to match them. So in a sense, in the sefer, you're trying to determine less than you are in the ratio. And that's the chil between the ratio and the sefer. The big, tremendous chiddush is that l'chayr in the sefer, whatever we're dealing here, roiv or chazokah, it's not going against anything. In the ratio, you're going against the cheskas behemah. The behemah was born not a mother. And now the nursing is trying to prove that it was a mother. So at least we could say that whatever lumdus you're using is going against the chazokah, which is what the chazanish, which I mentioned last week, proves, that don't make a mistake to think that the chachamim shita is riding on smoich miut lachazok. Because if that would be the pshat in the chachamim, then they would not have argued in the sefer. In other words, if the machloikis of Shimon Gamliel in the Reisha is, do we take a miut and put it together with a chazok? The chacham holds we do, and the Shimon Gamliel holds we don't. If that is the machloikis, then in the sefer there should be no machloikis. Because in the sefer there's no chazokah and it's not a mother. We know it is. We know all of the animals are mothers. We're only using the roiv to match, to say this is that one's and this is that one's. There's no chazokah going against it. The chazokah is supporting it. Chazokah is that this had a vlad. Still the chachamim don't go. Plus this roiv or chazok. Chacham don't go by it. So right away you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel goes by it even where it's keneged a chazok. And the chachamim reject it even if it's going against no chazok. Which is very not clear why. The chachamim is a big question mark. Very big question mark. Shana chachamim. Why wouldn't they go bosser? It's not fighting anything. In the sefer, the roiv is fighting nothing. It's not fighting anything. That's that. Number two, in Meseches Chum, it's clear that there's a mitzvah called Shiluach HaKan. That mitzvah applies to everybody. Sayakoy to Shem Gamliel, Sayakoy to Chachamim. And over there is no machlokes. Everybody agrees that if you have a mother bird, there's a chiyuv of Shiluach HaKan, and there's a lav with potential malchus. The only one there's no malchus is a lav anitik laaseh, and even that, the Gemara in malchus has a whole discussion. If you break the mother's wings, if you this, if you mevatel daaseh, but there's potential malchus over there. If not for the fact that it's nitik laaseh, the chachamim don't argue over there. Everybody agrees that there's a chi of Shiluach HaKan, and that you're absolutely over the lav if you take Eimal HaBonim. And over there you don't have anything more than the mother is Revetzes al HaBeim. And it has to be, because that's the whole mitzvah, Ki Korei Kan Sipo Lefanech. The whole mitzvah is Bein HaMezumin. The whole mitzvah is you happen to come by it. This is not planned. This wasn't watched or protected. This is a, you're walking down the street, boom, you see a mother with the eggs. Faltik. In fact, according to one man d'Oma, we learned the mitzvah of Oisai Vez Benoi from Shiluach HaKan. There's a debate in the Gemara in Chum, if Oisai Benoi is Noyeg only B'nekevis, or it's Noyeg also in Schorim, and the man d'Oma, who says that Oisev es Benoi is Noyeg only by Nekevis, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Oisev es Benoi, is learned from Shiluach HaKan. And by Shiluach HaKan, there's no question All you have is korach. You have no riotous as the mother. It's sitting on top of the eggs. So that's really a shouting question on the Chachamim. And our Gemara, by the way, is integrating everything. Oysei v'esbenei also. That's the whole hemshich of our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that l'gabi oysei v'esbenei, according to Shimon Gamliel, you'll be chayev. According to Chachamim, you'll be potter. That's the whole need in the Gemara. That's the shayla of the Gemara. That's the shayla of our Gemara. But on the side that Rav Shimon Gamliel even uses his chazokah, the dor marachma, even when there's no other animal there, so then the Gemara says you'll be chayiv malchus, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and according to Chachamim you'll be potter. It's the exact matziv. Ho'eim ho'ivetzeh salabonim. It's Kenzain. The fact is, the Gemara learns Oysei v'esbenoi from Shiloh Hakan. Anyway, this is I can't tell you the answer to that question. It's mistama that everybody agrees. That's what we mentioned last week. It's mistama. It's very hard to learn that there's a machlokes here in Metzius. It's very hard to learn like that. And then the conclusion of the sugya, we were totally at wit's end over here. Because over there, the Gemara brings down that if it's a chazil, korach achareho, first the Gemara has a debate, alibid of Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara seemed to hold us totally in machlek of Shimon Gamliel. The conclusion is, lavdafki telling of Shimon Gamliel. And over there, the Gemara is using the same logic of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and what comes out is that according to the Chachamim, the animal is also to eat, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the animal will be mutter to eat. That was the whole need in the Gemara. Right. Over there already, we had a bigger problem. You have a roiv, and that was the Rital Ghazi, the Chazir is not the child of the of the Rochel. Because Rochels don't give birth to Chazayim. Not even one in a thousand. That Rechelim give birth to Chazayim. So it's mamish it's a total freak of nature that you should have a Chazayim. So over here you have, against the Chazoke, that the animal is not Merechemes on another behemoth, you have a unbelievable life. And over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel still holds of his chazak, according to the Gemara. His chazak wins everything. And that's where you had the Rital Ghazi, but to me, the Rital Ghazi, in a way, makes the sugya more shvah. Rital Ghazi is saying that this chazak, because really in Shas, the rule is, Ruba v'chazak, Ruba adif. So L'chayre over here, you should say that the pig belongs to another pig. The pig doesn't belong to this Rachel. Still in all, and this is not Stam. This is the Gemara's assumption. It's not Stam, maybe. The Gemara is saying that if you hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, then we would assume that this pig belongs to this sheep. Even though it's not even one in 10,000. I don't know, maybe it's one in a million. Maybe not even that. I don't know what it is, but it's the best roiv in the world. And still, Shimon Gamliel says, no, this is the sheep gave birth to this pig. The Chachamim basically say that the Chazok is so weak that it can't win anything. It doesn't sway us when it's not going against anything. That's why this is Mamisha Merafis Igra. The Chachamim come and they say, this Chazok is so weak that if it's going against nothing, we don't listen to it. Like in the case, we have a bunch of animals in a corral, and they're nursing. The Chachamim don't even give the credibility to the Chazokah to match the Vlad, not to tell us anything significant. We know we have a bunch of sheep, we know that they're all mothers, we know that they're all nursing. The only thing is we want to put One and one, two and two, we want to just match them. Most logical thing in the world is yes. Each one is nursing from its mother. Not going against any chazoke, not going against any svore, not going against roiv. It's chazoko keneged nothing. Chacham say no. This is such a shvach chazoke that it doesn't tell us anything. Shun davar. Zero. That's the chacham. Shimon Gamliel says, you know, it's such a powerful chazoke that even though in Shas we have a rule, rubu v'chazoke, rubu hadiv, this chazoke is so strong, slam dunk, the roiv gets thrown out the window. Not stam a roiv. The roiv that a rochel doesn't give birth to a chazer, there's no better roiv in the world. So when mamish pulled like to such extremes, it's not a machloikis in metzias, it's a machloikis min hakotze ad hakotze. And that's why it's not mistavra to just say it's a balabata shipshalia, because it's there's too much of a gap to and again, oisiv es b'nai has to be dealt with, because the Gemara integrates oisiv es b'nai. Actually, Medina, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, that oisiv es b'nai is osir, there's no malchus. And by Bechorah, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's not a Bechorah, but it's all kinds of stibus and halacha too. There's different etzes that the poskim can give. The Marshal is of the opinion, which it's very shvet to understand in our Gemara how it works. The Marshal in Chulin says that there's a difference between Bechorah and Oisev has been. Again, how he's going to work, I think our sukkah is a big kash on the Marshal. But the Marshal holds that Vagabi Bechara, we always have the fact that the animal is nursing is a raya that it's already a mother. That's like an underlying, you know what I mean? That's an underlying theme, that the fact that the animal is nursing, it's a mother. On top of that, you have that it's nursing this Vlad. But it's, number one, it's nursing, it has milk. The fact that it has milk, that's already a, so the Marshal says, that's why, look, I'll be Bechoira. Right? Vadai, the next Vlad is Potem and Bechoira. Vadai, without any suffix. He says, look, I'll be Yosef as Benoi. You only have one Roiv, one Chazaka. That's nursing this Vlad. That's why there's no Malkus. That's the Marshal's approach. That Bechoris and Chulin don't connect. Problem I have on the Marshal, and really Rav Eliashiv, he doesn't bring down the Marshal, but when he learns our Gemara, he points this out. Our Gemara has no Hemshech. Why does our Gemara say that you're chayev for oisev es benoi? If you lamay nafkamina to get malchus, what do you mean? Look, I'll be here. There's two. There's choylev and there's two things. In other words, if the Marshal is right, how does Agamor make the dimyon? Agamor makes the dimyon from bechayra to oisev es benoi. If the Marshal is right, that by bechayra it's a slam dunk. Because the fact that the animal is also choleves, that's already a raya. Then what's our Gemara talking about? Why does our Gemara make a connection between the two? Which is not a problem on its own. Another problem is that many of the Rishonim paskin that cholev alone is a raya. And the way they get around the kasha is very simple. Rav Eliashiv says this clearly. Our sugya has to be talking about a case where we know that this animal was choylev before it became a mother. Because otherwise, it would end over there, the story. We don't have to care if it's this flat or not, the fact that it's milk. So our Gemara is going that milk is not a raya, even though we hold milk is a raya, because this animal we know milked before it became a mother. Rav Eliashiv says it clearly. The Nezer HaKadosh also learns that way, the sugya. So if you learn that way, then we understand why the Gemara flows from Bechayra, Toysev Ez Benai. Because here the milk has to be dismissed because the milking was done anyway. If the milking wasn't known to be there before, then that would be enough of a raya. That's not a Bechor. You will need that the Vlad is Korach Acharel. Because we hold, that's how the Rambam Paskins, that Choylov is Poyta. Many of you shouldn't bring that down beferish. So then it's understood. Our Gemara was going that the milk is not a raya. Why is the milk not a raya? Because it was milking before it became a mother. So we know with this animal, the milking is not a raya. So then we're back to our problem. What's the difference between Oisev as Benoi and Bechor? What's the difference? It should be the same. And that's Taka what our Gemara seems to say. Then what about Shiloh HaKan? How do we connect all the dots? So that's why I think the most mistabritical way to learn our whole sugya from beginning to end is that there's a different machlokes between Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham. It's a whole different machlokes. But in order to get klarkai, let's go to Shiloh HaKan. Because Shiloh HaKan is Taka Gevaldik Akash. It's a Gevaldik Akash. Our Gemara has a whole discussion whether if an animal already had a vlad before, would it have rachmanis on another vlad? Would it not have rachmanis on another vlad? Why doesn't our Gemara once pop up and go, 1 second, Shiloh HaKan? Shiloh HaKan? What? What happened? Why in our Gemara didn't the Gemara once come up, pop up and say, Shalom Aleichem, Shiloh HaKan? Unless we start saying Akiva Svaris, that maybe the Gemara held is a difference from birds to this. It's Kenzai. But it's noteworthy. It's noteworthy. Why doesn't the Gemara bring up? In Chulin, the Gemara makes them Yainis from Shiloh HaKan to Yosef Ez Benoi. Why doesn't the Gemara, there's not even a blip in our Gemara, Shiloh HaKan. It's a Pirch on the Chacham. What a Chacham do with Shiloh HaKan? Number one. B. The Gemara alone, the whole Shail of the Gemara, the Domer Achma, the Lav, the Domer Achma, the whole thing, is very relevant to Shiloh HaKan. Because if we're going to say that once a mother has mothered, then she would also sit or nurse on other Vladis, so every time you have Shiloh HaKan, you have no idea. Because that bird could have already mothered elsewhere. So L'chara Shiloh HaKan is mevara our entire sugi from beginning to end. Number one, you see from Shiloh HaKan like of Shimon Gamliel. Number one, which is that if a mother is being merachem on a vlad, it's her vlad. That's number one. And number two, you see that even if it had a vlad already, it wouldn't have Rachmanis on another vlad. Because otherwise, every Shiloh HaKan has that shaila. We don't know, we're walking down the street, you see a bird on a nest. You don't know, A, if it's the mother of that nest. Number two, you don't know if that's a mother or a baba or an elder baba. They could have 1,000 kids already. So what's the raya? If you're going to tell me that once the Baal Chai already mothered a vlad, it's an aim kol chai, It'll help anybody. So every bitalta mitzvah Shiloh HaKan. Because every case of Shiloh HaKan is like that. So to me, Shiloh HaKan is the answer to all the problems. And it's a pasuk in the Torah. Why didn't the Gemara bring it down? Shiloh HaKan addresses our entire sugya. Side of Shimon Gamliel, side of Suffolk we had about Shimon Gamliel. He's nothing better. And our Gemara totally doesn't even go there. It's nafka. This nafka mean it, that nafka mean it, this, Rachel, Chazir. Shiloh HaKan. So I'll tell you what I think. I think it's simple. The mitzvah Shiloh HaKan is to send away a mother that's sitting on the eggs. That's the mitzvah! Loisika choeim alabonim. And you know something? If it happens to be that this mother sitting on these eggs doesn't match, there's still a lav to take. That's the lav. Ki kore kansipo lefanecho. You'll see a kansipo. And you... Exactly. It's a mother sitting on eggs. We don't know. It is, it's not. It's not even relevant. That's the mitzvah. And that's why Shiluach HaKan was the furthest thing from our sugya. It doesn't even help us a 2%. It does nothing for us, Shiluach HaKan. Zero. Now, could you say that there's an assumption by Shiluach HaKan as the mother? Yeah. Could you say that that's taken account into the mitzvah? That you could say that too. Maskim. But that's the mitzvah. There's no chakira beyond the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, this is the mitzvah. Period. Oh. If you look in Meseches Chum, there's a shaila. If we learn Oisei Ves Benoi from Shiluach HaKan, it's a big nidin in the Gemara. Do we or don't we? Now, if we learn Oisei Ves Benoi from Shiluach HaKan, then very possibly we could say maybe that if the Beno Korach HaKareo, that would be enough as well. 100%. There is a Tana like that in Meseches Chum. But there's a Tana in Chum that says we don't learn Oisei Ves Benoi from Emal Abonim. According to that Mandoma, there's no connection between the two mitzvahs. So Oisei Ves Benoi anyway remains a big suffix. And that's why, according to all the Rishonim, there's no Malkus by Yosef Ves Benoi. There's no Malkus by Yosef Ves Benoi, because that alone is a suffix. There's a machloikis if we learn Yosef Ves Benoi. One man d'amar says, you're not allowed to shech the father in the trial too. We don't learn from Meim Alabonim. By father, zicha. How do you know it's the father? You have to know it's the father. There's no other way. Right? According to Rav Chanina, who holds that even on the father there's a Oisei Ves Benoi. How do you know it's the father? You have to know. There's no other way to know. The only way for you to get Malkus would be, there's no nursing, the only way to know is to know. Yeah? So according to him, we don't learn from Shiluach HaKan. So that's why Oisei Ves Benoi, number one, Shiluach HaKan, gone. Shiluach HaKan doesn't even enter our sugya. Doesn't enter our sugya. Period. According to anybody. Oh, this really, when I realized this, so this was like years ago when it hit me, it really was mevarach the whole sugya to me. Now we can go back and look back at the sugya, we could say it like this. According to the Chachomim, it's the reverse of Shiluach HaKan. Meaning, the Torah said, when you have a behemah, you have to be makadesh kol peterech. You have to give it to the kohen. That means, the way the Chachamim learn, until you know, stamazeh, why do you ever have to give a bechot to the kohen? Well, you know nothing. Well, it's a different trial. You know nothing. We had earlier the whole shaila, if the behemah is a certain age, then we say, Vadai, it already gave birth. Any behemah, we have to give to the kohen. If you don't know, you have to give it to the kohen. Why? Because the Torah said, Kaddish li kol b'chol peterech. When the Torah said that, according to the Chachomim, it was mamish, very similar to Shiluach HaKan. The Torah didn't tell you, be mevarer, whether this animal had a baby before, didn't have a baby before, check roiv, chazoka, what? Any animal that you don't know that this animal had a peterech, you have to be mekadesh tevlat. Now you're telling me, well, there's a roiv, this. That's all taken into the account of mitzvahs b'chayla. The Torah put... That's all, according to the Chachamim, according to the Baalei Plukta of Shem ben Gamliel, Kol ze achnis. This is all included in the mitzvah. And the Torah said that any animal that you don't know that it had a vlad, that you don't know if you have a vlad, it's mamish like shiluch hakan. In the other extreme, it's mamish like shiluch hakan. You have a mitzvah b'chayim. Now, what do you want to tell me? Well, the animal, I see this vlad is going after this animal. So what? The only way to define that an animal is poter from b'chayim, if it was already poterech. If it wasn't poiterechem, there's a chiv b'chayim. And it's not a suffix chiv b'chayim. There's a vada chiv b'chayim. You can make a bracha, you have to give it to the kohen. Because the Torah was mechayev you to be noyig in that way. Just like the Torah was mechayev you to send the shiluch hakan. It's not relevant anymore, statistics or this, you know, in this area I've seen many birds go on other birds. It's not relevant. Let's say somebody would tell you, you know, in this neighborhood I've seen rave birds sit on other. It's not relevant. So according to them, it's not relevant. So it's not a weakness in Rav Shimon's Chazaka that the Chachamim don't deal with. It's a different uptight in the mitzvah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds there's a din first to determine the mother, what the mother is. Then there's a Kaddish Likol B'chol. First you have to determine the mother. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, I have a Chazaka and it's a Gevaldige Chazaka, like the Rit Al Ghazi says, but I have a Gevaldige Chazaka that no animal is merachim if it didn't yet give birth. So now I've determined the kaddishli is determined by the mother, not by the fact that there's a leida. If the Torah said kol miknechot tizachar, all your cattle that you have, you have to give the firstborn to the kohen, and it's determined by leida. That's how it's determined. Now you want to make other determinations. The Torah didn't introduce those determinations. Even if it turns out to be as such, doesn't matter. That's the Chachamim Shita. And that's why it's not a machloikis in Metzias. It's a machloikis in the Kiddush Bechira. It's a machloikis how we determine Kiddush Bechira. Is Kiddush Bechira a mitzvah like Shiluch HaKan in the other extreme? But it's not like it, which means if you have a cattle, That as far as you're concerned, you were never, there was never a leida, halachic leida, which there wasn't. So you say, yeah, but I have other determinations that this behemoth already had a vlad. According to Chachamim, the Torah doesn't value those determinations. The mitzvah is that any behemoth that you have not yet had a leida, that's the determination. The determination is peterech. That's the determination. You're saying, but I have other rayas that mistamadeh was a vlad. Those rayas don't affect the mitzvahs b'chara, according to the Chacham. If you learn the Chachamim like that, then it cuts through all the problems. The Chacham are not looking there. It's not that they're incorporating Rav Shimon Gamliel's chazokas and svaris, and they're saying, well, it's not good enough. Like the Chaznish says, the Cheskas Bechayra, but then there's no Cheskas Bechayra. Really what I'm doing is, I'm taking the Chaznish and just making it even stronger. Chaznish is saying that perhaps, the reason why the Chacham argued with Shimon Gamliel is because they hold, perhaps, that there's a Chazaka on every behemoth that is Chayv and Bechayra. Right? That's what the Chazanish is using. And maybe they take that Chazaka and the Smoich Miyuta LeChazaka. Right? The only problem the Chazanish has is in the Sefer. Right? What I'm telling you is, Me'ein Dvorov, but even stronger. This Chazaka that the Chazanish is talking about is not Stam a Chazaka from Maseches Chulin. That's the mitzvah of Bechayra. Chazanish is saying, you know what? Perhaps every animal is walking around with an inherent chazaka that it didn't give birth yet. So even though there's a roiv, that it doesn't nurse, maybe we take whatever miut there is and we put it together with the chazaka that it didn't mother yet. The problem is, the chazanish himself says, that if we're just using the chazaka from Maseches Chulin type, then in the Sefer, or it shouldn't apply. And if there's a roiv, it shouldn't apply. The teretz is, it's mamish the chazanish, and the noyde be'yud, the son who learned that way, but it's much stronger than what the chazanish is saying. Because it's not just the chazaka from Maseches Chulin, which is what the chazanish is suggesting as a possibility to learn the ratio. That there's a chazaka, that this behemoth is not a mother. It's not a chazaka. That's the mitzvah. Just like I'm telling you, when the mother is sitting on the eggs, it's much better than a chazaka. Because that's the mitzvah. It's not a chazaka that this is the mother of the eggs. It may be that also. It's that too. It's right. It's irrelevant and 1,000 times more powerful. Because that's the mitzvah. So what I'm telling you is that the mitzvah is to take every behemoth and treat it as a cheskas enin leida till it gives birth. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take every animal that you do not know experienced a vlad and to be makadish, the first vlad known to come out. That's a zochah. This is the first known vlad to come out of zochah. So all I'm saying is, it's mamish, the chazanish is chazokah, but it's more than the chazanish is chazokah. It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah here is. So I don't have to come and say, well, how strong is this chazokah? And maybe I could take this chazokah and put it together with a meat. That's what the chazanish is dealing with. Maybe I could take the chazaka, put it together with me. Maybe I could make... No. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go by the chazaka. The mitzvah is to take every behemoth and to say, the first known zocho that comes out of this behemoth, I have to be makdish. And this is the first known zocho that comes out of this behemoth. To be makdish. Shum Gamliel saying it. It doesn't come into the tmunah. Because that's not what the mitzvah is. That's not what the mitzvah is. And the Mela, that's why the Gemara had no kash on the Chachomim from Shiluch HaKan. It's just the opposite. Shiluch HaKan is a riot to the Chachomim. If you want to start bringing, it's not a riot, but conceptually it's a riot to the Chachomim. We were asking, Shiluch HaKan l'choy Zerayin, not like the Chachomim. Adarabe, if the Chachomim were giving shir, they would say, Ayin Shiluch HaKan. Hu asher dibarnu. Shiluch HaKan doesn't have to come on to Chazoka that it's the mother. Shiluch HaKan, that's the mitzvah. Hu adin kan, that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Why we don't bring Shiluch HaKan into the sugya? So according to Rabbi Shimon, they understand why we don't bring it.
Chacham also, because it's not a raya. It's not a raya. No, but we don't know if this works the same way. There's no hekesh from the two.
It is working the same way, isn't it?
We don't know. Is there a raya from anywhere? By Shiluch HaKan, there's a raya. Ki koi kan si polifanech. The Torah said it. By Bechor, the Torah never said it. It's the way they're learning. But there's no raya from Shiluch. By Shiluch, again, they couldn't bring a raya because they knew simply that if they would bring a raya,
right,
Shimon Gamliel would say.
Yeah, but
I'm saying, ask the chacham. It's no raya. Uh-huh. They're just learning it the same way. Right. There's no raya. By Shiluch HaKan, there's a raya.
Right.
Pasuk said, Ki kore kan sipo lefanech. Even the chachamim, what I'm trying to say is, not only Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's not a raya, even the chachamim holds it's not a raya. The chachamim would use it as a dugma.
A dugma.
Okay. But a dugma is not a raya. A dugma means so there's no purpose.
Okay, it just happens to be that
the similarities.
It's not a raya.
It's not a raya.
Okay.
How did Rav Shimon Gamliel touch up on this?
No, Rav Shimon Gamliel is fakir. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds
that
the mother, the mitzvah is really the mother. Kaddish li kol peter rechem. The mitzvah is on the mother. So the suffix is nailed right now. This mother, was it a mevaka or was it not a mevaka? So now I look at Chazaka. Now the paskin's on the mother. Petr Rechem is talking about the Zohar. It does have to be a Petr Rechem. But halachically, it's determined by the Levi. By the fact that the Torah said, you be Mekadosh, any Vlad that comes out, the first Zohar Vlad that comes out, in that lies 20 different Sveikas. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying, in that lies, that's why I was telling you that it's Me'im Ki Kore Kan Sipo. You can't bring a Raya because over there there's a Pasuk. Over here was a Messiah. But they learned this mitzvah.
But then what's the
sheep for knowing
that it's a
pet director? A
later.
A known
later. No. So if you have, for example, you have an animal that's pregnant, okay? You go to sleep at night, the next morning there's a baby in the thing. You didn't see the later. So according to this, it should be the same thing as ki kori kan tzipor, you don't know. Even though 100% the animal's not pregnant anymore, it's not anything. Did you see this vlog come out a bit? No, you didn't see it later?
No, I did. I saw
the baby.
No, I don't have to see the Vlad at all. Once I see a Vlad in the stomach of a mother, and I see it's not there anymore, that's equivalent to seeing a later.
But that's not.
I see that the Vlad came out. I see that. I don't have to be sitting
but
in.
But this Vlad.
Who cares about this Vlad? That's a different child. Now a Kedusha child.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's very good. That goes back to Aloch. That goes back to Aloch of Roy.
No, now you. But
that goes back to. If you have a Bechor, gets mixed up with other animals, there's a Dinim of Roy. Then it's like a regular Roy.
No, but then it ruins the pet there.
The Peter I know happened already.
You know the Peter, but you don't know.
And I don't know where that Vlad is.
You don't have.
But now I could utilize halachas of life.
So then there's no Indian of Bukhar, it's an Indian of Peterecha. There's a mitzvah called Peterecha, right? There's a mitzvah called Peterecha now. Is what you're saying? There's a mitzvah Peterecha. Then we can determine if there's such a thing as a Bukhar. But there's a mitzvah Peterecha, which is not the case. The mitzvah is Bukhar. The mitzvah is Bechor.
The Chachamim say, every time the Torah said to be Mekadosh and Peter Rechem, we don't know, we never know for sure that this is the first Vlad. Come on, unless you have two Eidim.
Unless you're watching.
Unless you have two Eidim watching this behavior all the time.
Right.
So the way the Chachamim read the mitzvah of Peter Rechem is very similar to Shiloh Hashem. The first known Vlad to come out of this behavior is the one.
But how do you know? That's the point. Shiluach HaKan is much better. Shiluach HaKan is much better. Shiluach HaKan is, you see, there's a mother, there's a child, Dayenu. Here you can't say that. Here you have the Indian of Petarachim, so you can't say, here's a mother, here's a child. I don't know whether it's the first one or not, so I have to assume it is Petarachim. You can't do that here. You have to separate the two.
This animal out of Vlad in it and out of Vlad is out. So do. Not a Vlad is out. Yes or no?
Okay.
If you don't know that, then Enechanami, you're right.
Right, correct.
And you're right.
Right.
So you know the animal came out.
Animal came out.
Okay, right. So I know that there was a lady.
Right.
So it's done. Torah said it's determined by a disciple.
This is not a Bechor.
That's a very good Bechor.
Right, Enechanami, it's a Petter. It's not a Bechor.
It's no different than I had a Bechor and I got a Mazel Tov and everything was beautiful and I put the Bechor on this side and then the Bechor got mixed with all the Bechor. With other
the first had a Kedusha's Bechor. It's a Bechor. You don't know that about this.
If you have a Bechor.
That's where it falls apart right there. You had a Bechor already, meaning you saw Petter Rechem, you know it was there, you know it was done, everything was right. You watched the video.
Know.
No, you just know it gave birth. You have no idea what it is.
The Torah never said that you have to witness the later.
Right.
The Torah said it's... You have to know there was a later. The first known Leda gives Kedusha's Bechor, period. Whether you saw it or you didn't see it, video camera, no video camera, the first known Leda.
Right.
Now it's a different question.
Right, this animal now. So you never have
Bechor. Now you should go back to the regular, which is really what I'm going to discuss next week. Why, when you have the Kavis and Sorim,
do you do exactly
maybe
right?
Maybe the Chachamim should agree. But one thing should be clear. Once we know a Leda took place, we know there's a Bechor.
There's a Bechor somewhere. Maybe there's a Bechor.
Not maybe.
There's definitely a Bechor.
For there's sure.
There's a Peter. No, because if it's in the cave, it's not.
Oh, you don't know it's not in the cave.
This animal, you don't know whether
okay,
it was.
Okay, fine. So what's your shilas? I'm trying to get to the root of it.
How would you know?
What's your shilas?
The shilas.
Do you have a shilas in Halacha now? Do you have a kasha on the shear? Do you have stam a shilas? What's the goal? What's the goal?
The goal here is to determine what this animal is. This little baby. This little baby.
You just told me there's all this.
No, there's a little baby here, right?
Here.
Sitting next to the mother, suckling the mother, doing the milk, everything.
Okay, fine.
There's a baby.
Now, before we determine about the baby, if this mother now will have another baby, it's part of a Bechor Asai, according to the Chachamim.
100%. Right. Right.
That's it.
Correct.
Why? Because it met...
It was pregnant, it's not pregnant.
It met the threshold of the Chachamim.
Right.
That there was... There was a known... That's all the Chachamim said.
Right. That
there was. Unknown. Correct. The first known later. Yeah. Now, you're saying we don't know if it was a Zohar in a cave?
Let's assume that we know it's a Zohar. Let's assume we know it's a Zohar.
Okay, so what do you want?
This animal. The baby, right? Is a Bechor not a Bechor?
It's no different than a Bechor that we witness. That's what I don't get where you're coming from. Let's say we witnessed the behemoth giving birth to Bechor. We witnessed it. We saw the emergence of the Bechor. And then... We went to sleep.
Right.
And the next morning, this animal is nursing from this baby. We don't know if it was the same one as Letzner. That's your shine.
So you had a chashash, someone's going to switch out that.
Right? That's your shine, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So you'll go with the regular halacha.
So
called a circle of Rav Chazaka.
So they're assuming
it's no longer dependent on defining.
Yeah, because.
So now it's a regular Yeridei Hashem. Yeah. I want to get to the guts of the shayla. You hear what I'm saying? So now we have a regular everyday shayla. We have like a plumb shayla. You know, there's a plumb on the piece of meat. What is it? Is it a bechor? Is it not a bechor? So we go back to the regular. We go back to the regular rules
of everything.
Why did we?